Welcome into the first edition of the Ring Knowers podcast. I am your host. Some call me the speaker. Others call me L.A. Newt. You know me from Forrest Company. Saturday is 9 to 11 a.m. Simple self-plug there. Connor Newt here with you. And introducing my co-host, a fellow Ring Knower, Christian Skelton. Finally getting his way on the air.
Yes, finally getting my way on the air. Finally getting this podcast going. I get sick. You get sick. It snows like a bunch. Things kept happening. You had to go to Lexington.
Yeah.
Things kept happening that were getting in our way of recording our first episode, but we're finally here. We persevered, and we got here.
So
I'm ready to talk some wrestling.
Before we get into, you know, what I want to talk about, I mean, can you believe we finally have a professional wrestling podcast here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game?
What an occurrence.
We have the Hall of Fame, but like this is live and local. Not live. This is local. This is obviously pre-recorded.
It's pretty funny. I think Chase and Big Joe were talking about this a few weeks back now, but they were talking about how, you know, a few years ago, if you were talking about wrestling on the radio, on specifically sports radio, they'd probably fire you. But nowadays, it's actually not that bad to talk about it because everybody's into it.
You know why? Because the sport of professional wrestling is cool. Once again,
thanks to the final boss. Okay, we're gonna try to not be the final boss as much. Yeah,
we're gonna talk about the final boss though, because the final boss, if you watched Friday Night SmackDown, as we're recording this on a Saturday, yesterday, he's back, and boy, did he have some things to say. I tried to combine say and do.
He had some gospel to drop on us.
Minus the profanity. I love it.
Yeah.
So The Rock goes to the ring, announces WrestleMania is coming back to New Orleans, blah, blah, blah. I don't really care about that right now. Then he calls out Cody Rhodes. First off, Cody was pulled from the main event. The advertised main event was Cody Rhodes, Damian Priest, Braun Strowman versus, what was it, Solo, Fatu, and
Tama, I guess.
Tama Tonga, yeah. Yes. Cody is pulled from the match at the start of the show. Nick Aldis says, it's not my call. It's the final boss's call. So, of course, the final boss makes his way to the ring, kind of jibber-jabbers with the crowd. We don't really know if he's heel or face.
I think he turned heel and then back to face and then back to heel like five times in that entire segment.
Which I have thoughts on.
Which I thought was kind of funny, I guess, but I don't know.
Yeah. I think he's a politician. I think he's trying to stay face, but in reality, he's full-blown heel.
Mm.
Which we'll get into with his intentions.
Yeah, I guess he was just flip-flopping between Dwayne Johnson and the final boss the entire time.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he has Cody in the ring. Basically tells him, you know, you're a great champion. We've become good friends since the events of last year's WrestleMania, where The Rock basically tried to kill Cody.
Which I thought was hilarious. As soon as he said that, the whole crowd, boo!
The crowd,
don't be friends!
The crowd was not a fan of that. But The Rock says, Cody, I want you to be my champion. That was pretty good.
That was pretty funny.
Cody, I want you to be my champion. And what does he mean by this? What does he want with Cody? My thoughts are, we're having a similar Seth Rollins story back in 2015. Seth Rollins, of course, sold out to Triple H, to the Authority, as the faction was called. It was Triple H, Stephanie McMahon, J&J Security.
I forgot about them. Wow. Kane.
Kane yeah. Got involved.
I think Big Show ended up joining them at some point.
Randy Orton was in there. It was a whole thing. But the thing is, Seth became corporate to become champion. It's a little different here. Cody's already champion. The people's champion, which I found funny because The Rock is the people's champion. But Cody is the champion. The Rock wants him to become a corporate champion. He says he's going to open doors for him, open all new possibilities you'd never thought were realistic or whatever. Cody has until Elimination Chamber next Saturday, March 1st, to decide. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Cody's going to say no.
That's probably what I think is going to happen.
I don't think they turn their top babyface heel.
But at the same time, with this segment in particular, I legitimately have no idea what to expect.
It was really weird.
They could draft. Well, I'm talking about an elimination chamber. I have no idea what they're going to do how they're going to do it. Like I do think he'll say no, but then it begs the question of, is The Rock going to pick somebody else?
That's what I want to get into.
Somebody that's in the chamber, you know, who knows? We don't know where this is going to go.
That's what I want to get into. But first, what does Rock really want with Cody? I think he wants a corporate champion.
His soul.
He did say, Cody, I want your soul. And I was like, wait, what?
What is he talking about?
Bro thinks he's the Undertaker.
Yes, he does.
But I think The Rock is jealous of Cody. I think The Rock wants to be champion. I think The Rock wants it in his family. And I think he wants that championship to take it to Hollywood because he's the most followed man, American man.
In the world. I think it's
not a flex.
I do think that could kind of be his way of, like, if he doesn't win the title back himself, because both kayfabe and in real life, let's be honest, The Rock probably doesn't want to train for WrestleMania. That's kind of where I'm at right now. And that's probably why he was like in the press conference, it doesn't always have to end in a match. I'm like, isn't that the whole point of wrestling? I think that's kind of the whole point. It does have to end in a match, Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne, that is the point.
But
that leads to the question, will The Rock work WrestleMania? I'm leaning towards yes. I think he became available yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you saw all these matches get scrapped. They want to make room for The Rock. I don't think they'd be building this story of Cody and The Rock if he wasn't working WrestleMania. Now, who he faces, it could be a few people. Cody Rhodes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Roman Reigns could get involved somehow. Those are really the only two I could see happening.
Yeah.
But
I think my answer to that would, if you'd asked me that like Wednesday, I'd have said no 100%.
Yeah.
But fast forward to, you know, Thursday night, he just all of a sudden drops, the final boss will be in New Orleans. And I'm like, okay, well, this is interesting. I don't know why he's showing up. And then fast forward, we see the segment last night, and I'm like, okay, he's probably working WrestleMania. And then I watch him in the press conference last night, and I'm like, okay, he's talking like a guy who doesn't really want to wrestle right now.
That's what makes The Rock so great.
Yeah.
Because he's an actor.
He does keep you guessing, that's for sure. I'll give him that.
And the thing is, he's got you exactly where he wants you. He wants you guessing. He wants you to think, oh, well, maybe The Rock's given up. Maybe he doesn't care.
Yeah.
But between the two, Rock versus Cody or Rock versus Roman, which one would you rather see?
This year or just overall?
This year.
See, another one of those questions. If you'd asked me this like a couple of days ago, I would have said Rock versus Roman. But now that they've continued this story with him and Cody, I kind of want to see how it ends.
Yeah.
And I want to see how they would transition from a Rock versus Cody storyline to a Rock versus Roman storyline. Because I feel like there's a lot of different ways you could do it. You could obviously have Roman cost Rock the match.
Yeah, but he has no reason to right now.
Yeah.
Because Raw on Netflix, obviously, Roman Reigns defeats Solo Sikoa, comes the Tribal Chief again.
I guess his reason could be that The Rock thinks, or that Roman would think The Rock is overstepping his boundaries of, hey, I'm the Tribal Chief. If anybody's trying to get this title back, it should be me. Why are you doing this? I guess you could make an argument for that. The thing I was thinking all day yesterday, this is obviously not true now, I was like, okay, he's going to say the final boss does what he wants. It's 7 men in the Elimination Chamber now, or he was just going to take out Damian Priest or something. That's definitely still a possibility. And then he just gets into the chamber, and then maybe Roman cost him the chamber match, or he just wins the chamber match. Who knows? But to answer the original question, I would rather see Rock versus Cody this year. And it's crazy how them showing me a little hint of it last night completely flip-flopped my answer on that. But I think I'd rather see Rock versus Cody because I think Rock versus Roman is a match you'd want to have a very long build to. And like, I don't want a Rock versus, I mean, it's February 22nd, WrestleMania is April 20th. I don't want to have a 2-month build for Rock versus Roman. Like, that's a match we've all wanted for years. We didn't want it last year, but that's a match we've all wanted for years. So, like, I think that's a match that, I don't know if you'd do a whole year like you did Cena versus Rock WrestleMania 28, but I mean, it's a match you could do a whole year build with for sure.
Yeah. And those are both part timers. Roman is a part timer, unfortunately. He's around a lot more. He shows up, he doesn't wrestle full time. He wrestles.
He's kind of like Brock Lesnar now.
A little bit. Honest. Yeah. I think he's a more, he appears more than Brock. A
little bit more, yeah.
And I think that some of that is the bloodline stuff. You know, Paul will show up without Roman. And, I mean, you feel like you're getting part of a Roman Reigns story with Paul. I really want to see Rock versus Roman.
Yeah.
But I don't think this is the year.
Yeah, again. I don't think so either.
I think you got to continue this Rock and Cody story, especially if things go the way I think they're going to go and Cody says no and Rock will probably not take kindly to that, turn on him. And
I think if this was the year, you know, when you would have done something whenever Roman beat Solo on that Netflix premiere and then you would have had Rock bottom him.
We thought we were going there.
And then I was like, what the heck? I've never felt more led astray in my life. I was like, what the heck? We just went to commercial? I was like, nothing happened. I was too.
But that's the thing. If you do Rock and Cody, that's obviously for the Undisputed Championship. What do you do with this Elimination Chamber? You got six guys. I can think of probably three of those six that are a true possibility of winning this match. That being, of course, the participants are...
Maybe four. I mean...
Cena, Punk, Drew...
Seth. I don't think it's going to be Seth, though, to be honest.
Oh.
I mean, I could see a possibility, but I don't think they've done Seth and Cody so many times. I don't see any reason for them to do Seth and Cody again.
I don't want to book it, but if I were in charge, I'd let Cena win the chamber, let him fight. I think you could do a WrestleMania 30 situation. Let Rock and Cody fight night one for the Undisputed Championship. Then let the winner of that fight John, night two.
Ooh, that would be a way of The Rock using his power, too, is saying, like, you have to defend your belt twice at WrestleMania now, since you said no to me.
Or flip it. If you want to give Jey Uso the main event of night two, which he won the Rumble, he deserves it.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be so mad if they give Jey Uso the night two.
I would, too, but this is how things work.
If you want to give him night one main event, I'm all for that. Good for Jey. Give him night one main event. I don't care. But if they give him the night two main event, I might just turn it off.
I think there are just bigger things going on.
Way bigger. Like, I love Jey Uso, but it's just
more of a draw, Jey Uso or The Rock?
It goes back to the whole point. Like, you could have had Jey Uso win the Rumble even next year, and I wouldn't have cared.
Yeah.
Or 2 years from now. You didn't have to wait that. You could have waited one more year.
This was
and
not
it would have
the
been
year.
No, not at all.
With John Cena on his retirement tour in that ring, Roman Reigns, who wants that championship back from Cody Rhodes, CM Punk, who's never main evented, thanks to Dwayne. Seth Rollins was a contender. AJ Styles was in that match, who I would have liked to see win. I feel like I'm missing a big one. Joe Hendry. No. LA Knight would be awesome to see win, which I want to get into LA Knight here in a second.
Yeah.
But there were just so many bigger things than Jey Uso.
Yeah.
I feel like that's kind of a forced winner. But I don't have anything against Jey Uso. I like Jey Uso.
I just don't like
the
way.
I hope he wins now.
Yeah. No. I mean, if he doesn't win now, then what was the point?
What was the point?
Yeah, you got to have him win now. And I mean, I think most people are pretty disappointed with Gunther's reign anyway. So I am too. I don't think anybody's going to really fight that. But you say, part of me, the way I would want to book this is I'm like, okay, have CM Punk maybe win the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
But then, see, you got to factor in what's Paul's favor.
Yeah, so I'm like, Paul's favor.
So I'm like, maybe that could be the favor. He gets him into the title match. But I'm like, if he wins the chamber, shouldn't he be in the title match anyway? This is it's so funny to me how whenever I read, nobody in WWE had any idea The Rock was coming until last night. I was like, of course they didn't. I was like, of course.
This is the most Dwayne thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And I love Dwayne. Dwayne and Randy Orton are probably my two favorites.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This is just a weird conundrum of a booking situation that I'm glad I'm not the one making the decisions. Because
yeah, seriously.
Someone's going to be left disappointed.
And some big names are going to be left out of this picture. Yeah. This is probably going to be the first WrestleMania since, I guess, 35 that Roman's not... Or 36.
If you don't want here's the thought.
Whatever.
If you don't want Roman fighting Rock this year, buy into that triple threat. I would love to see Roman, Seth, and Punk.
Yeah.
In a
I mean,
triple threat.
I would love to see it. My only problem is I'm just like, I think I have this title mindset. I'm like, why are they all just fighting but there's no title?
What
but
for?
But at the same time, I'm kind of like, if they all just hate each other that much and they're just like, we don't need a title, we all just want to kill each other, I'm like, okay, that's actually kind of cool too. So I'm kind of conflicted on that, but like,
I don't know. It's a weird conversation, but I do think the odds of getting Rock and Cody this year are much higher than Rock and Roman.
I agree. Yeah, 100%.
I think that's something we got to go to.
Yeah, and a Roman Seth WrestleMania main event is something I will always want. But here's what I hope they do: I hope they save it for whenever the WrestleMania Indianapolis happens, because Indianapolis is like the Shield's place. Like it started there, it ended there,
the
it reunited corner. There.
They have the Shield corner.
Indianapolis is just the Shield's headquarters, if you want to call it.
Yeah.
That's when they need to save it for that, which might be 2 years, 3 years, you know, who knows.
Now, those big names at least have plans for WrestleMania, it seems. There's one guy in particular right now that has no plans, and I don't understand why. Why doesn't LA Knight get the Jey Uso treatment? Jey Uso has been pushed to the moon, won the Rumble, given a singles title. I mean, that reign lasted 2 weeks. Which was the right decision.
Yes.
Thank you for giving that to...
We love Braun.
Our Lord and Savior, Braun Breaker. but where's LA Knight's treatment? LA Knight is massively over. I mean, you walk in... Last night, for example, R-Truth calls him out. Everyone kind of knew he was coming out. And they still pop like it's 2002 Steve Austin coming out. Where is the... I don't understand why they took the U.S. Championship off him to begin with. Shinsuke Nakamura.
They didn't even have Shinsuke on TV for like 3 weeks. No. I was like, what was the point?
But he's not on TV anymore. Like, I
think he might have been on TV.
Saw him last night.
Yeah.
But who cares? He's got no pop. And there are some nerds out there. I've never been a Shinsuke guy, first of all. But there are some nerds out there that are like, well, this is all a part of the story. It's his reign. He's supposed to be secretive or whatever. No. That title is meant to be defended. And I thought you had a good thing going when you gave it to LA Knight, because he took it off of a long-reigning champion in Logan Paul at SummerSlam. Then how long did he hold it? A month? 2 months? It was a good time. So where does this go? Do we think they put him back or put the belt right back on him just to get him back over?
Well, this is what I was looking up. So that title match is next Friday. So,
oh, it's not even on Elimination
Chamber?
No,
it's Friday.
What are we doing?
So, oh, yeah, next Friday is the day before Elimination Chamber. Yeah. I didn't even think about that. So, yeah, that's the Elimination Chamber go home show. Part of me wants to put the title back on him because, like, obviously it's good for him to have more title wins, but also part of me is like, the U.S. title is a mid card title.
Yeah.
Why,
he's a main event.
Why is he stuck in mid card land? I don't understand it. Like, I'll still never understand. Like, I'm happy Damian Priest got his moment and everything. Damian Priest has actually grown on me a lot since he won the world title.
I like him a lot better.
I still don't love him, but I like him a lot more than I did. I was actually pissed whenever he beat McIntyre. I was like, you've got to be kidding me. but, I mean, obviously, it just gave us the Punk McIntyre feud that was one of the best feuds ever.
Yeah.
But, like, I still don't understand why you didn't have him win Money in the Bank 2 years ago.
Yeah,
I mean, 2 years ago, that was right when I started watching again, like, you know, around winter of 2023. That's summer 2023. He was white hot. Nobody was more over than him.
And he was
except maybe Cody.
He was stuck like, below mid-card.
Yeah.
He was feuding with, you know, Santos Escobar.
Yeah, like, and I'll never forget that, like, that pop he got the night before.
Oh, yeah.
In London, when he was talking to Logan, I was like, okay, like, you could do like him and Logan at SummerSlam or something. I mean, he ended up winning the little Battle Royal or whatever. I just think they built him up too slow. Like, I did. One thing about Triple H and his booking is like he's a very slow burn kind of guy. Like, he's books at a snail's pace sometimes.
Yeah.
And, like,
sometimes it works.
Yeah.
So, like, this Bloodline stuff, this Cody stuff.
I bet to say, perfect example of that, Cody not winning the title at WrestleMania 39.
At the time,
we were like, what is he doing? And obviously, a year later, we're like, I understand it now because it did make it better.
Here's what I think. I don't think they put the U.S. Championship belt on him because I think he's above Midgard now. I think we're waiting for this summer. for Money in the Bank. I don't know where it is. Is it in?
I don't know if it's announced yet.
I feel like they did.
I think I saw Milwaukee.
Milwaukee.
Yeah, I know. It's like the most random place ever for Money in the Bank.
Anyways, I think this is his year. This is his year to win Money in the Bank. But before that, who is there for him at WrestleMania? Is there anyone possibly there for him at WrestleMania? I think Punk has a match. I think Seth has a match. I think Roman has a match. He's already faced Roman before, so I don't think that's happening. I would love to see LA Knight and CM Punk.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
I don't think it's going to. Here's mine.
They're not going to do that.
Here's what mine is. If Drew McIntyre doesn't end up doing anything in the title scene, a Drew McIntyre LA Knight feud would be awesome.
Those are two of my favorite.
They definitely have. Whether that was real stuff going on or, you know, I don't know what the heat was there.
Yeah.
Apparently, they've pretty much squashed it anyway. But that would be an awesome feud. Like, those are two of my favorites right now.
Yeah.
Honestly. And
I'd love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think they would do some really cool stuff. Like, even him and AJ last year was a great feud.
Oh, yeah.
For WrestleMania. The match was kind of okay, but, like, the feud was great.
AJ as a heel was awesome.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Money in the Bank, they still haven't announced where it's going to be yet.
Okay.
Which is crazy since it's in July.
So we don't know. We don't know. But I think LA Knight and Drew would be an outstanding match.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be an outstanding feud. Because those are two great, great performers on the mic. LA Knight and Drew McIntyre. LA Knight could tap into that whole Drew is whiny thing.
What do you call him? That one? Drew crying?
Drew McIncryer.
McIncryer, yeah, I couldn't remember, yeah.
But I think if you were to do that match, you got to end it with Drew McIntyre winning.
Yeah, probably.
Because Drew's been on kind of a losing skid. Lost to Jimmy Uso, of all people, last night, which I don't understand. But that's the other thing.
The only reason I didn't end up minding it is because he said in the little post-match interview, I think they might have posted on the socials, he's like, oh, I didn't really care anyway. I'm already in the chamber. That match meant nothing to me. And I was like, okay, that's fine.
It's pretty good, Drew.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I think they're building towards both the Usos getting singles titles.
Yeah.
I think Jimmy is going to be the one dethroning Shinsuke.
I thought you were about to say Cody for a second. I don't know why. I was like, what?
In the battle of who cares.
Yeah.
That'd be my piss match, as they call it.
Yeah.
The match where you just get up and use the bathroom. That would be mine.
Yeah.
LA Knight and Drew McIntyre, I could totally see happening.
Oh, yeah. That'd be an awesome feud, I think.
That'd be awesome.
And then Money in the Bank. It's like I said, I feel like I wouldn't mind him winning Money in the Bank, but, like, obviously we have no idea, like, who he'd cash in on and all that stuff, and, like, when he'd cash in, all that stuff. Like, you never know.
Depends on if you want to turn him heel or not. Cash in on Jay? Oh, yeah.
And it would just make me be like, I feel like they should have done this 2 summers ago.
Yeah.
When he was still kind of a heel, even though he was over. I don't know.
He's what I call a tweener.
Yeah, definitely.
Kind of like Punk.
Punk's or Orton.
Or Orton.
Although Orton's kind of a more of a baby face now, for sure.
Punk is the ultimate tweener to me.
Yeah.
LA Knight's kind of a tweener. Roman is a bit of a tweener.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Which I love. I love him as a tweener.
Yeah. Because his character didn't change at all.
I don't know. It's just, I think LA Knight versus Drew McIntyre would be the absolute right move for WrestleMania.
Yep.
I think LA Knight, I'd be okay with him losing, and then it's his comeback story heading into Money in the Bank. Wins Money in the Bank, you're on top. Speaking of on top, someone of our childhood is trying to go out on top.
And it
pains me that we're talking about this, but it also really excites me because I'm really, really excited to see how this goes. The John Cena retirement tour kicked off Raw at Netflix. We've seen him twice. The Rock has had more appearances this year than John Cena on WWE television.
Whoa. Which is it not equal?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no, because, yeah, Rock went to NXT. I forgot
Raw,
about
Netflix,
that.
NXT, and now SmackDown.
Yeah, he cut that drunk promo on NXT. The only explanation for that is he was just hammered. Yeah.
But Cena's only showed up twice, Raw on Netflix and Royal Rumble.
Very thankful that I was at the Royal Rumble to see his last one.
If Cena does not win the Elimination Chamber, where do we go from here? Which part of me thinks, yeah, he will, because he'll get his championship match at WrestleMania and it's a fairy tale. But the other part of me is like, He's booked till December.
Yeah.
They may drag this out.
Yeah.
And make you feel the pain and the hardship of the, quote, greatest of all time. I'm not in the camp of him being the GOAT, but he is a GOAT.
He's one of the greatest.
With wrestling, I don't think there's a definitive
GOAT. No, definitely not.
You have different eras.
Because there's different guys in different eras.
Hulk Hogan, yeah. I mean, that's the golden age. Steve Austin was the epitome of the Attitude Era. John Cena is more our era, but then you have guys.
Can't ever forget about Flair and
Rock.
And
Rock, yeah. And Roman Reigns.
Shawn Michaels,
Bret Hart. Yeah. I mean, there's too many.
Yeah.
But who would he get at WrestleMania if he was to fall in the Elimination Chamber? Would you pair him up with Logan Paul, maybe?
Hopefully not. That's literally the only thing I don't want to see.
I'd be okay with it. Logan's a good wrestler. Cena's on a losing streak in these pay-per-views.
Yeah, that'd
be a good way to get him over.
The only reason I don't want it to be Logan Paul, I don't even hate Logan Paul like most people do. Like most people, I'll give him credit. It's honestly not really like heat. It's we actually hate you as a person heat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, whatever, heat's heat. But I don't even hate Logan, honestly, as much as most people do. I just do not want John Cena's last ever match at WrestleMania to be against Logan Paul.
That is true.
That's the only reason I don't want to see it. Like, do that match at whatever the pay-per-view after, you know, Backlash. Do that match at Backlash for all I care. Like, I'm fine seeing that match at any time except WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Anytime.
I see that, and I'm kind of with you. It would be kind of weird to look back and think, yeah, well, John Cena's last WrestleMania match was against a YouTuber.
It'd be like having Kurt Angle's last WrestleMania match be against Baron Corbin. It'd be the exact same thing to me.
That was a terrible
match. I don't know if it'd be that bad, but yeah.
What was a terrible match? What was that?
35.
18? Oh, 35. That was...
So 2019.
Where was it? Was that in Hollywood?
That was at New York again, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Because they had the big screen, and that was the set.
Yeah, it was. I forgot about that.
But the other part of me is, like, Logan is arguably the biggest heel in this company right now in terms of just being a jerk. It's between him and Dominic Mysterio. Logan's a better wrestler than Dominic Mysterio. But I think this would be a good way to get the John Cena premium live event streak.
They're still pay-per-views. I don't care.
Yeah. I think this would be a good way to get this done because you could have him finally be like, okay, we're back on track. It'd be kind of heartbreaking to see him lose in the chamber and they make you think this is his last chance at 17. He'll probably enter Money in the Bank and say that's his last chance and then later on down the line. But
yeah,
I don't know.
Do you think he's going to win the chamber?
I'm between him and Punk.
That's kind of what I think is going to happen, too.
I think I'm between those.
Because I think there's a couple different ways to go with this. I think if Punk wins the chamber, then have Cody tell Rock no, and then this is assuming the Rock's not wrestling.
Yeah.
This is my scenario. So Cody tells the Rock no, then Rock says, you know what, CM Punk, I want you to be my champion. And then he, you know, backs CM Punk, and then you have, you know, still super babyface Cody against heel Punk, backed by The Rock, which that's a crazy dynamic to even think of.
Dude, tell someone that 12 years
ago. I know, like who, yeah, I know. Or if you wanted to have Cena win, there's also a possibility if you could have Cody say, I'm in, and then you could have heel Homelander Cody against super babyface John Cena. That's also an option.
Or you could just do Cody and Punk. Cody tells Rock no. Rock says, all right, we'll see you later. Then Rock gets involved in the match at WrestleMania.
Oh, he waits until. That's definitely something.
Cost Cody the championship. You set up Cody and Rock at, you know, SummerSlam or something. If he's available. If he's not too busy working Moana live action or whatever. But back to John Cena. If he's not going to win at WrestleMania number 17, when would you want to see him win 17?
I don't think it's going to happen at WrestleMania, and the only reason I don't think it's going to is because, like you said, they're definitely going to try to drag this out because he's on the calendar until, like, December, right, like you said? Yeah, so they're going to drag this out. I think if it was up to me, SummerSlam's the time for it because that's your second biggest show of the year. That would make SummerSlam feel like a WrestleMania, not even a SummerSlam.
Is it two nights this year, or is that next year?
I think that starts next year. I'm almost positive.
I'm not a fan of the two-night thing for SummerSlam.
I'm pretty sure that starts next year, because this year – oh, nope, it's this year.
Oh, great.
First ever two-night SummerSlam, and that is – where even is it? It's at MetLife Stadium.
In New York.
So in New York this year. Stadium we were just talking about.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the way to sell that pay-per-view right there. I mean, just Cena's going up for a 17th against who? I don't know. Against for which title? I don't know.
Jey Uso.
Jey Uso turns heel on that. No, I would.
You know when I would book his number 17? Very last match.
Very last, so like he has to win. If
he has to win, if he wants to go out on a high note, he has to win number 17.
And then if he wins, do you have him?
He wins.
Say, just give the title back, or
he relinquishes.
Really?
Then you have a tournament.
See, what I would do is if he wins it in his quote unquote last match, I would say, then he says, "All right, I've won this title now. Somebody come beat me, and I'll retire." That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Personally,
if you want some,
but also that's. That's kind of me just selfishly wanting to see more John Cena matches, but that's what I would do personally. By the way, he looked really good in the ring at the Rumble.
He did.
Considering he hadn't wrestled in a while. Like
he looked
since when? Like probably, I guess because
WrestleMania.
He teamed with R-Truth and The Miz on the Raw after WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. He did win. It's not a premium live event, but they won.
It wasn't a one-on-one match.
They won.
They did win, but.
Yeah. I mean, you look at him last year in WrestleMania 40, marching down into the ring. He looked old.
Oh, yeah,
like
very old.
He looked, his back was hurting. He looked like
the
an
spots
old
he had to do, he did a pretty decent job with, but obviously that was like for a minute. Like, it wasn't anything compared to, he probably lasted how long in the Rumble? Like, I think he was number 21, 22, something like that.
He was final 5 or 6. Who knocked him out?
Jay. Remember that was the last two?
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
I'm stupid. Yeah. That was the final two.
That's another reason I hated the way they had Jay win.
But I would do it his final match. And just, that's it. The last thing you see of John Cena's career is him holding a belt. The epitome of it, that epitomizes his career.
Epitomizes Super Cena.
Super Cena.
I'd be all for it. Honestly.
As long as he gets number 17, doesn't matter how.
Yeah, however it's got to happen, however it needs to happen against whoever it needs to happen against, just get John number 17.
Yes.
He deserves it. Like, I think you cannot get wrestling fans to all agree on most things. I think, well, aside from the boomers who are Ric Flair, just enthusiasts. But, I mean, I love Ric Flair, too. But,
I like
at the same time, like, I think John Cena is the guy for it. Like,
yeah. I mean, that's, we're young guys.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up with him.
That was
our guy.
That was our Ric Flair.
Yeah.
I can't say John Cena was my all-time favorite, like a lot of kids our age could.
I probably could say that, honestly.
I'm more of a Randy guy.
Yeah.
So, but
when I first started watching, it was John Cena, and then eventually it evolved into The Shield, to be honest, just all three of them.
I remember going to a house show here in Nashville. It was a triple threat match, the main event. It was Cena versus AJ versus Dean Ambrose for the World Heavyweight Championship at the time. This was all SmackDown. So they went through the entire roster. It was crazy. But I remember that whole arena was Team Cena.
Really?
Except my dad, who
of course
hates everything.
I was about to say, from what you told me, your dad kind of hates everybody. So
I mean, he has his favorites now. He loves Braun Breaker.
Oh, who doesn't love Braun?
He loves, you know, Roman and Seth, and he hates Punk.
I about to say, that's the main one.
Hates Punk.
Because I remember we were so hyped when he came back. You're like, of course my dad is mad.
I mean, he likes a lot of the good ones, like LA Knight and AJ Styles, and there's a big one, Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
Sammy.
That'll be interesting to watch.
That'll be a good one.
Chamber.
The Chamber. I wish they were doing it at WrestleMania, but
yeah,
maybe they are.
As long as I don't do Sammy versus Karrion Kross at WrestleMania, fine.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah. What's the answer to this last question of the give three opponents you want to see
Cena
fight?
There's some dream matches out there for John Cena. Give me three opponents you want to see Cena fight before he gets out of here.
Well, this is off the cuff. This is not prepared. So I'll say number one.
Mine aren't either.
I would. This is not in any particular order or anything. Yeah. Number one, I'll say I'd like to see him running back with AJ Styles one last time.
Oh.
I feel like him and AJ kind of became, and that was kind of like right in the peak of like you and I just growing up in it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like him and AJ kind of became rivals in a way. Like that feud they had around the summer, I guess it was like 2016.
If John Cena and had then a that, Sinister the, Six, I'd put AJ Styles.
Yeah, he'd be in it, I think. I mean, the title match at the Rumble in like 2017, I think that was.
Oh.
They never leave the ring, and it's like one of the best matches ever, in my opinion.
Leaves the
armband. One of the best title matches ever. Yeah, like, I think that would be really fun to see him and AJ go at it one last time. That AJ's another guy who, you know, who knows how long.
On the way out.
He's got left. And then the other two classic Cena rivals. I want to see one last one with Randy, and I want to see one last one with Punk.
Oh, yeah.
Like, honestly, Randy, I think you could save for the very last match.
I think it has to be Randy.
I think Randy could be his last match.
When you, I mean, if...
Randy or Punk, I think,
if you were to
should
ask
be
me,
his
like,
last match.
You look me in the eye and say, who's the first person you think of in a John Cena match? It's Randy Orton.
Yeah. And then right behind him, CM Punk, probably.
CM Punk right behind
him. I'd be fine with either of those. Yeah.
But those are three good ones.
If he had longer than a year, I would say maybe The Rock, too. But I don't think that's going to happen.
I would agree with all three of them.
I would like to see him and The Rock interact a couple times, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to have a match, but I'd like to see them at least interact a couple times.
I'd like to see a Cody and Cena interaction. Cena saying, Cody, don't do it. On the way out.
Oh,
the
like
elimination chamber.
They just pass each other in the hallway, and Cena's getting ready for the match, and he's like, be smart. Don't do it.
Yeah.
They love you.
But as far as three opponents, for the sake of being different, I won't pick any of your three. I agree with all of them, especially Randy Orton and CM Punk. I mean, come on. Those are classic rivals. But as far as newer opponents, Bron Breakker comes to mind. The young gun, kind of in the same spot Cena was as a rookie. A lot of hype. I think they'd put on a show. Bron Breakker and John Cena.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a great match.
Hell,
I'd be afraid that Braun would kill Cena. But
do it for the Intercontinental Championship.
But say, that's the one title he's never won, right?
Let Cena become a Grand Slam champion. Do it for the Intercontinental Championship. Braun Breakker and Cena would be a show. I'd love to see Cena and LA Knight go at it.
Yeah,
they teamed together at one point. But LA Knight's the kind of guy that wouldn't back down from a you want some, come get some challenge.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun one, too. Oh, for number three, let him run it with Roman one more time.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Let him do it. I mean, those are two of the biggest faces this company has ever had. Let him do it.
That would definitely be a cool one. I mean, I don't know how they would do it. Or like, would it be for a title or anything like that? But that would definitely be a cool thing to see, I think. Him and Roman, like you said, two of the biggest faces in the history of the company. Especially in the last 20 years, I mean, I think.
Just do it one last time.
That's just box off. I mean, that's like Rock versus Roman level.
I mean, do it
big
at,
match,
you know.
My opinion.
Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
One last time, you know, that'll sell people to your show.
Yeah.
Do it. It'd be fun. Well, that's all the time we have here on Ring Knowers. Hope you enjoyed the first episode of wrestling podcasts. This is history right here.
This is history.
We're making history.
We are making history.
I don't think this is the first wrestling podcast to ever exist. I think our tribal chief, Chase McCabe, has had that before. But
we also have to acknowledge Jim Cornette.
Jim Cornette.
Yes.
Well, I'm saying on this station.
Oh, on the station. But okay, okay. A little bit different.
I think Chase has had one before.
But no, yeah. Probably.
Hopefully we can get Chase to join us one day. That would be fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Hopefully lots of guests coming our way. Hope
that would
to
be
have
awesome.
Some superstars here. We're trying to get in connection there. But that would be a lot of fun, and lots of ring talk. You're going to hear a lot of booking from us. That's just what we
do. Yes, we love to book. This is why Universe Mode exists.
But if you were looking for wrestling podcasts here on 102.5 The Game, you have found your home. For myself, Connor Newton, for Christian Skelton, this has been the Ring Knowers Podcast here on the Game Nashville Sports Network on 102.5, 106.3.